A year ago, I applied for a leadership position at my school. I scanned through the questions, filling out my qualifications, until I fell short upon a question. It was asking about my identity. Who was I? This is a common question I'm sure we've all heard, we've all faced throughout our lives in job interviews or first dates, a reoccurring opening that was always a simple, tell me about yourself. But at this moment, I was so lost on what to write. Empty for inspiration, I turned to the girl beside me and asked her to describe me. I dutifully typed what she told me, that I was a confident, born leader with a bubbly personality. I'm not actually sure if that's what she thought, or she was just giving me a good place to start, so I'd be more likely to get the position. Lucky for me, I did. But the monetary confusion still stuck with me. Who am I? Beyond my personality, beyond my physical traits, and beyond whatever I should say. When I realized this, I noticed many people begun to feel the same way. Questions of personal identity were always met with empty responses or chuckled ignorance. People just can't seem to piece together who they really are. However, when these people told me that they just didn't know, I rolled my eyes. I knew who they were. I could see their brilliance, their intelligence, the attentive individuals from diverse backgrounds. I admired them, but I, myself, I felt so adrift. What made me unique? I'm an Australian-born girl, and I have no sob story to speak of. No devastating backstory, no major loss. I had nothing that made me, for myself, stand out. I couldn't relate to the powerful narratives that you've heard tonight, or the stories of adversities that others shared. I just felt ordinary. Just me. For a while, I existed to fill this hole. I filled it with activities, skills, and friends, but even then, I still faced the ultimate realization that I wasn't anything special or different. No matter how I did my makeup, no matter how I spoke, I was still just myself. Unchangeable and wholly incomplete. When I wrote this speech, I was lost on that last line. I didn't know what to say, and as I was typing out the words, waiting for Gia to message me back, telling me to hurry up, I just didn't know what to write. I thought to myself, what actually made me different? And I still didn't know, even as I was typing this speech. I just didn't know. I looked around my bedroom for some sort of inspiration, and as I was looking around, I saw my blazer. Now, my blazer's supposed to have a badge on it. I've lost it at this point, but it was my SRC president badge that I've gotten over a year ago. I can't find it. I probably lost it on the bus somewhere, but I started thinking. Maybe this was an identity crisis I was having. This deconstruction of my personhood became obsessive, altering the way I spoke and acted. Was I just doing everything I could to be different, to be better, to be wiser? These questions yielded no real answers and led me down a path of a compulsive search for my identity. Yet, the very image of a confident leader that I had adopted for my application ended up becoming my reality. Even though I felt like a ghost within my own skin, I still led others. Suddenly, I had taken up a new role. All of these snowballed into a new facet of my identity, leadership. Slowly, I agreed with the words she had described me in the application, even though I didn't feel like it. Suddenly, others began recognizing me as a leader as well, asking questions, seeking my thoughts, valuing my input. I was seen for much more than my personality, my backgrounds, my appearance. I was recognized for my leadership. I was being seen as a leader. This gave me the much needed breathing room to establish some of the core concepts of my identity. My first realization, self-identity isn't a race. Nobody is pushing for you to realize who they are. Despite the pressure we feel, nobody is waiting for you to realize or telling you to hurry up at the other side. In fact, I realized many people were also going through this as well, even if it wasn't as present as mine. People were still struggling with these similar thoughts. It's personal, really. These senses of fragmented identities. It can be mitigated either by reassurance from others, but it really has to be sought, understood by that person and then earned. Without that, it lacks any real personal property for any real personal identity. It's part of the statement. I'm still navigating this path, piecing together who I am and who I know I am. It's not easy, but it's a rewarding journey. As Aristotle once said, knowing yourself is the beginning to all wisdom. Nobody ever lacks an identity as well. It's likely that they're blinded by the ways that others perceive them, but once you've realized this, it can help you shape your own identity. It's a lifelong journey for many, and one that, frankly, isn't very simple. I know I'll keep forming my identity, and I hope that I've inspired you to. Discover who you are and let that knowledge empower you to change the world, and through that, yourself. Thank you.